The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Special shout out to NHTSA. Don't text and drive on this Tuesday. Yeah. Hey, good morning. And I have to admit something. I did something to my daughter while she was driving. You know, she's learning to drive, and I want to talk about it right now. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. What's up, everyone? I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
So, you know, she's learning. She's a teenager. She's safe. She's got apps on her phone, so no texting can come through. Like, she's doing a good job. And then she, like, kind of turned a little wonky, and I said a bad word. I said a bad word to her!
Oh, you could have used the word wonky.
Like, yeah. I could have used wonky, right? I could have used all kinds of words, but it freaked me out.
What word did you say?
I can't say that
on the radio. Did you use the F word?
I can't admit that on the radio.
Oh, so then did she just panic or what, dude? Was your daughter just freaking out?
I think she was shocked.
What?
And Dana doesn't swear at her daughter's ever.
I don't swear at my kids. I don't do that. And I just don't want to scar her for life. Well, that's
unlike my home, where every other word was F
word. Also, for me right now, a world where Dana Cortez does not swear. That's a little bit of a... I'm like, what?
The way Dana talks to her daughters is completely different than how she talks to us. Trust me.
Well, because they're my kids. I don't want to do what my parents did to me to them. You know, that was the norm.
I feel like it built character. Yeah, I mean, every other word on my debt. I mean, it definitely built fear out of me.
Fear isn't necessarily the best thing.
I don't know. It kept me in line.
Because, no, it didn't. You still were crazy. All the things, you still did weird stuff.
I probably would have been crazier.
My nana, my Uncle Frankie didn't curse at me. My mama did some cursing. I didn't want to disappoint them. That's what I feared, because they believed in me so much. With my mom, I would get mad because she would curse, you know?
The only thing that cursing negatively impacted me with was it was my first introduction to Spanish.
So, yeah,
I would oftentimes hear my grandma be like, Anthony, like, Grant, I'll go around saying that, thinking it was a good thing.
At least on every resume moving forward, you can say, I'm bilingual. All right, did your parents curse at you? Do you think it built character? Tap in right now. Phones are open, or at Dana Cortez on Instagram.
Hold on. What do they call this? Gentle parenting, or what is it?
Oh, yeah, gentle parenting.
Soft parenting.
You build soft children. Sorry.
All right.
You think our daughter's soft? She's soft.
She's a little soft.
She's balanced.
Halfway.
Whatever.
National Day, Anthony A.
All right, we'll start with National Vitamin C Day. Come on, dude.
Let's drink some vitamin C. Okay. Get out of the sun, dude. Okay. Oh, no, that's vitamin D.
One of the vitamins. Get them all, bro. National 404 Day, which is when you connect to a website that has an error on it and you get the 404 message. That's a nerd thing.
Okay. Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
It's also National Hug a News Person Day, because they're always going through it. And it is also World Rat Day.
Rat?
Yeah, like rats. Like, not the Tekashi 6ix9ine ones.
Okay.
Just like the regular rats out there and the ones who are running New York City.
Okay, all right.
Let's go ahead and wrap it up with National Tell a Lie Day.
Oh, that's not a good thing to do.
It's not.
But sometimes you can tell nice lies if somebody says to you
a white lie.
Yeah, exactly. Like, if you're wearing a dress, let's say, and you're at a party and your friend walks up to you and says, How do I look? You're not gonna tell her at that party if the dress doesn't look good.
Do her a favor.
You're gonna tell her at the party, and she's gotta be at that party the whole time knowing her dress looks awful.
Look at all that cursing and what it did to you, DJ Automatic.
Exactly. Just tell her. You tell her later, you know that dress wasn't it. Not then and there. Come on, man.
But then you let her suffer through the whole night looking like a bonehead?
She gonna have to anyway. At least she doesn't know.
I'm more passive with it. Just show her the photos after, bro. She'll pick it up.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Anthony's having some kind of feelings toward me, and I don't quite understand why you're mad. No,
homies and homettes, let me just answer this question. I'm going to break the fourth wall
a
little bit.
Answer or ask.
Whatever. Ask whatever, dog. Answer, ask, whatever. Apparently, you want to wish, all right? Dana Cortez, you know, curiosity got me. We all stroll through our ex's Instagram every now and then.
True that.
And I was feeling fully healed. So I was like, hey, let me see how this person's doing in all the purest intent. And I stumble across their Instagram page, and, you know, I'm scrolling down, and I'm thinking about all the conversations that me and Dana had about how to get over relationship stuff. And I get to my ex's birthday on Instagram, and who's in there wishing my ex happy birthday?
Wow.
Dana Cortez wishing her happy birthday. That's not cool.
Am I supposed to wish her a bad birthday?
No, you're supposed to write nothing.
Yeah, you write nothing, dude. You write nothing at all.
Who are you friends with?
Yeah, dude, come on, bro. It was, you know, at that point.
I've never been more disappointed.
At that point, automatic, it was within a 6-month window of the breakup, which I think that is definitely...
I thought this was like last week.
No,
see,
dude.
Exactly. It was a long time ago.
That's even worse.
Yeah, it's even worse.
It was going through it,
dude. all sad.
Anthony,
I'm all sad
Anthony,
in Vegas by myself.
Have I commented?
And you're over there. What's your happy birthday?
Have I commented on any of her pictures with her new man?
I haven't. No. Okay. Oh,
no.
Yeah. All right. Now.
No.
No, I haven't seen any of those.
She just wanted to turn the knife right there.
I'm not looking at all those intently.
I can't stop just not being friends. I mean, I'm not friends. But I can't stop being friends.
Because you wouldn't know her if you didn't know him. So that makes it, you have to be his on the inside.
He's on a show with you.
Yes, in a world.
I don't, can't even think of her damn name.
Come on, dude.
Because he's got that many. I am supposed to follow all of them?
Selena Gomez in this situation.
Explain that.
I just want you guys to care for me. And I'm alone. I'm broken up with. I don't got no Justin
Bieber. Is she Hailey Bieber?
She's Hailey Bieber, dude.
And I'll unfollow her.
I am so cold.
Okay, so we're taking a poll right now. Do you unfollow your friend's ex?
Yes.
At Dana Cortez on Instagram.
Every single time.
Go vote.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
If you're anything like me, you're always looking for ways to save money when you go to the grocery store and buy food for your familia. I've got three ways to cut your grocery bill in half or close to it. A study just came out. So I'll give you that. I always go last. So DJ Automatic, what'd you find?
In case you missed it, there is new data that tells us how much time we are spending online per country.
Okay, I'm so curious.
Yeah,
to find
very
out
shocking.
Ranks.
All right.
Okay.
The average time spent online worldwide is 6 hours and 37 minutes a day.
And who's doing that?
That's worldwide. That's the average for the world.
Okay. That's me every second.
I know, yeah, your boy here. I went on a gnarly like 24-hour like social media binge where I was just like scrolling from app to app to app to app.
It's so bad for our brains.
Dude. It was horrible.
It's like,
So the countries that spend the most time online are Colombia at number 5, Argentina at number 4, the Philippines at number 3, Brazil at number 2, and South Africa at number 1, spending 578 minutes per day online.
They all got hot chicks. Boom. Easy. That's why.
Spending almost 9 to 10 hours a day online.
Looking at Instagram models? You think that's what people are doing there?
The U.S. actually, I don't know if it says anything about our women, but we are in 20th place.
Now that Anthony said it, I guess he'd get it.
That was a good point.
That's a fun way to get that ball rolling. Way to jump on that one for me, DJ Automatic. I appreciate it.
Now Anthony's not going to get no dates. Why don't you go to South Africa?
I might. I'll just stay online. All right. Well, in case you missed it, don't miss your next car payment. Ford Motors applied for a new patent on a technology that would disable your GPS, your AC, and your radio if you missed a payment. And furthermore, if you went on to miss multiple payments, the car would be able to drive itself to a location point and get repossessed, basically by itself.
Dang.
Your car is repoing itself?
No, man, we're running from the repo, man.
That gotta be one of the lowest moments of your life, but you gotta be like, even my car left me.
Game over, man.
That happened to me. I hadn't paid my car payment. I was with, you know, I talk about him. I don't really want to talk bad, but this was not a good person. And I was expecting our child. And meanwhile, I thought he was paying all the bills and he was spending my money. I was the only one working. Our apartment hadn't been paid and my car hadn't been paid.
Dang.
And so I just had the baby and I was at work and I was trying to hide from the repo man. I came out one day and the freaking car was gone.
Gotcha.
I will never
forget. You didn't even see it go away?
No, I came out in the car and I called the banker and he laughed.
There's this girl I went to high school, this girl Jen, and she must have avoided the repo man for a good 4 months.
Oh my
finding
gosh.
Different places to park around her high school, parking off campus. It was great.
Well, what is he going to compete against his AI technology?
She would not have won that battle right there. It's so hard. Pay your bills. Pay your bills. Here's a way that can help you pay that car payment because you have a little bit more money. In case you missed it, there's a new study out. Three ways to cut your grocery bill in half or close to it. Number 3, buy flash food items. What does that mean? It says sell by dates. That doesn't mean consume by.
That's
so
stuff
usually,
that's on that little separate rack.
And so usually these foods are on sale. So buy them and eat them quick. Number 2, there's some apps from Misfits Market to Imperfect Foods to apps like Upside that give you cash back. So Misfits Market, this is food that's not pretty.
Oh, for
the imperfect foods. It's like ugly foods. Yeah, for some reason, Americans, we're so privileged. If our apple isn't perfectly round, we throw it back.
Ew.
You can still eat it. There's nothing wrong with it because it's not pretty. So you save money by buying from these companies. And then finally, number 1, clip coupons, not just online. And I'm so guilty of this. You know that little paper that comes in the mail with all the coupons? Clip those too.
Or the long paper that you get from CVS that's like a mile long.
You think
those coupons
like
20
work. Different coupons on it?
Do chicks find it hot when you're breaking off coupons at the grocery store?
Oh, Anthony,
store,
that means you got more money to spend on her.
I hope so.
Sir.
All right.
I'm not going to agree with that.
When you see me at the South checkout with my little coupon book, just
ding, ding.
Yeah, come on, ding, baby. Ding. Keep your on, girl.
Well, first of all, DJ Automatic, you're not a woman. You said you don't agree. You're the biggest. You sit there and argue with the cashier. Excuse me, that's on sale, ma'am. You turn into damn near Karen.
I'm serious about 20 cents, okay? Yeah.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I'm going to begin today's WTF segment and talk about Israel Englander. This is a 74-year-old billionaire hedge fund guy. He's worth $11.8 billion. Dang. Been married to the same woman. Her name is Carol. For 40 years, only Carol left him for another woman.
Oh
no.
Well, hold on. Israel, he's upset, but he says he loves Carol. They've been married for 40 years. And so he's happy that she's happy. And that's why he's giving her the $1 billion.
He's a better man than I am.
Dude, I'm tired of all these stories of men losing their women to other women.
Well, hurts, dude. You shouldn't be, because in 2016, Carol reported that Sir Israel had started becoming unfaithful, and he just never stopped.
Oh.
And that's why she left him.
His girl's got a girlfriend.
They all got girlfriends, apparently.
Well, I'm going to take you guys out to Australia, because researchers claim they have developed a new erectile dysfunction nasal spray that could offer Viagra some stiff competition.
You put it up your nose?
Yeah, maybe the 74-year-old could use this when he's on his new ventures.
His ladies.
So the nasal spray actually kicks in with a stiffy within 5 minutes, whereas the pill takes an hour.
Nobody saw it, but behind the scenes, DJ Automatic said the word stiffy and looked me dead in the eye.
Like a super hard fist in the air.
Looking right at us. So, I'm like, what are you doing here?
Just imagine telling a girl, like, hold on, chill. I gotta go to the bathroom real fast. And I was like, yeah.
She's thinking you're doing something else, honestly.
5 minutes later, you ready?
Yeah, dude, that Claritin. Okay. Allegra D. What's up? All right, dude. From standing at attention to dropping dead.
Oh,
what?
A man was arrested for digging up his mother's remains and placing her mummified body on his couch for over 13 years.
What?
Oh my gosh.
That's right. Marion was arrested and booked after his brother-in-law came over to the house and smelled a faint thing of cotton swabs.
I was going to say, you could smell that throughout the neighborhood.
I want to say shout out to this homie for keeping people outside of his house for 13 years.
13 years.
Damn. So yes, he will be facing charges of desecration of a body and is looking up to 10 years in prison.
Oh my God. Almost as long as that lady sat on that couch.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
There's an unedited bikini photo of Kim Kardashian that's making the rounds. And a lot of people are talking about it. I'll tell you where you can see this photo right now. Best Gossip Daily Dirt, brought to you by our friends at NHTSA. Remember, do not text and drive, okay? No. Don't be doing all that. This story and more. Let's talk first about celebrity birthdays, Anthony, eh?
We have Austin Mahomes celebrating his birthday and Robert Downey Jr. celebrating his birthday as well.
Okay, so Drake was at Dreamville Festival, which is J. Cole's festival, one of the best in the world. And he rapped all his hits, but he also debuted a new song. It's called Rescue Me, and he used this audio from Kim Kardashian.
I didn't come this far just to come this far and not be happy.
So calling it Rescue Me using Kim Kardashian's voice, is that a jab at Kanye West?
I don't say it's a jab. I'd say it's like a backhanded slap.
Bro.
I don't know. I mean, Kanye's moved on. He's married.
Come on, dude.
J. Cole shouted Kanye out. I mean, they were giving each other love. Drake had J. Cole crying.
Why J. Cole shouted out Kanye is because he was rapping over Devil in a Red Dress beat and he wants him to clear the sample. I don't know that Drake and Kanye are cool.
No, I don't think Kanye will approve that sample, especially after the False Prophet song. They've been kind of rocky ever since then.
That's J. Cole's song, False Prophet. That was a long time ago. This is some deep talk. We'll get into this a little later on.
Baby.
Now I want to talk about Cardi B. She says sexy time after 30 for her is different. She noted that some celebrity stars have been talking about having sexy time with, well, here's the audio.
4 or 5 times in a day, every single day. your man is on that 30. I'm 30 years old now. Like, I ain't trying to be for 2 hours. I want to take a nap.
I'm so glad she said that. Because after you have kids, and you're cooking, and you're cleaning house, and you're coming to work, it's different. It's just different.
After a whole day of coming to work, it's hard to go home and come. Right?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
You know who's not happy?
Four times a day.
You know who's not happy about this? Offset. Hey. If I was Offset, I'd be so mad. All these other women got on these platforms.
Like building their man.
Yeah,
up.
They're like, yeah, my man can put it down 3 times a day.
Like,
and she's like, we got like 5 minutes. Yeah. Hey.
All right, now we're gonna move on.
And then my wife is over here like, I love that.
All right, let's talk about Kim Kardashian now. Despite all of the perfect pictures you see of her that she posts on her social media, she's just like everybody else, a real woman with wrinkles and cellulite. Her latest bikini photo was snapped by somebody on a beach, and her body has cellulite and dimples and everything like everybody else. And I think it's a human moment for her. I prefer this kind of photo versus something that's just perfect.
What do you think that people like her are going to do if they implement the laws that they're implementing in Europe where you have to disclose that you're using filters?
They will never implement those laws
here. Kim K is still going to be hot. It's the rest of us who have to worry for
it. I know. She's we're still the ones above ugly. A 10. Yeah, you know, jeez.
Sorry.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Once upon a time, breakfast tacos was a secret. A lot of people didn't know about breakfast tacos. The first lady, Jill Biden, talked about breakfast tacos. We're not here to talk about those. We're talking about one of the biggest franchises in the world adding breakfast tacos to their menu.
Oh.
So I'll tell you who they are and
who's
what you
appropriating
can get.
Now.
Right, exactly. Right now is Food News Inside Hottest Hashtags. It's Tuesday. We're the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. the Organic Hot Cheeto.
All right. So I found this study in Forbes magazine by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, a.k.a. NHTSA. It reveals that texting while driving can be just as dangerous as driving while intoxicated. Here's an example. 5 distracted seconds at a speed of 55 miles per hour is the same as driving an entire football field with your eyes shut.
Oh,
that is spooky. And damn. Texting behind a wheel has become a leading cause of vehicle crashes in the U.S. As someone who has a daughter who's learning to drive, that has been my biggest message to her.
Don't text and drive.
It can
don't
wait.
Don't look at
it
your
can
phone.
Wait, don't. She put apps on her phone, so it just tells the person, sorry, we're driving.
Oh, that's smart, dude. We're driving. You don't want to go a whole length of the football field with your eyes closed, or you'll be like the Dallas Cowboys.
How about them Cowboys?
Anthony,
that's how losers.
That's how Dak Prescott throws all his interceptions. He's texting while throwing.
This from a Raiders fan. Anyway, we're moving on to food news now. Dunkin' is adding breakfast tacos to its all-day menu. Scrambled eggs, fire-roasted corn, white cheddar cheese, jalapenos, cilantro, drizzled in a lime crema, all inside a warm tortilla. If you want, you can put bacon on top. And it's served on a Dunkin' taco holder so you can eat it and not spill. I don't know. I do like some
taco appropriation, like taco holder.
Yeah.
Anytime you see those taco holders, it's like, oh.
I'm scared.
I'm pretty sure that Dunkin's based out of Boston, and I'm not taking burritos from Boston. Breakfast tacos from Boston.
I don't know. I mean, I'll try it, but.
All the ingredients you mentioned are key, but everyone who knows a good breakfast taco, or burrito for that matter, knows that it comes down to the tortilla.
It does.
So I do have faith that.
You think Dunkin' Donuts is going to make good tortillas?
They already ahead of the pastry game. They could. Who knows? You know? You never know. They could be onto something.
Imagine if Dunkin'
comes. They're going to be a panaderia next.
If they come with homemade tortillas, they could be a panaderia. Yeah. We'll see. We'll see what happens. All right, National Day, Anthony A.
All right, let's go look at this one on with National Vitamin C Day. They got orange juice. Yeah. So you get some orange juice over there.
Yeah.
It's National Tell a Lie Day. Dunkin' Donuts has great tortillas.
They told us all lie that they're selling breakfast tacos.
Are the best. I don't know.
I'm going to try one.
I think they could do a good croissant. They could do a good donut, obviously. They could do a tortilla.
I put this video up. This African-American brother, he is like, why ain't y'all told us about the panaderia? Y'all got to see donuts and donuts. He had a concha and empanada. He said, "Boo, so good."
Well, I want him to try these tortillas. Let me know what he thinks. All right, and let's go ahead and wrap today up on National School Librarian Day.
So important. It's so important. I've said this many times. Books are back. Barnes and Nobles, the Hastings, all those places. People are congregating there once again. It is so important for you to teach your children to read and not just watch video of other people's opinions, which forces them to think a certain kind of way. Reading, it puts things in your mente that nobody can take from you. It's so important.
Were you guys ever library assistants?
Of course I was.
I was a librarian. And I figured out not why they made me a library assistant. Because I was such a distraction in class that they were like, let's put him by himself in the library.
You know the Dewey Decimal System back and forth, huh?
For real, though.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
You got a lot into the Dana Cortez Show, and if you don't understand the dynamics of the show, let me break it down to you right quick. Dana Cortez and DJ Automatic are married.
Yes.
They have a great marriage, and I am their cool best friend, and we kick it. We get together and talk all the time, and we love you because you listen to us for it. But we need your opinion right now, and I'm going to lend mine too. DJ Automatic is in a qualm. Yeah. Your homies and their exes and your wife and what, dude? Oh, it's a sticky situation. I'm talking to two dudes.
One studio. See what happened was.
DJ Automatic, break it down.
Okay, my friend that has been a lifelong friend. Okay. He
your homie.
My homie. My real
Let's
friend.
Let's call him Ben.
We'll call
your
him
friend Ben.
My friend Ben was together with this girl for a very long time who I later became friends with because I would stay at their house. All I would do a lot of, like, I would hang out
Let's
with
call
them
her
a lot.
Savannah.
We'll call her Savannah. So okay. Ben and Savannah, good 5, 6, maybe 7 years together.
Oh, wow. So you guys become friends. All of you guys become
All
friends.
All of very situation. Close friends.
But you and Ben are day one homies.
Day okay. one.
All right.
Ben and Savannah break up.
Oh, no. Gets weird.
I became really good friends with Savannah. So I just always kind of kept her at an arm's distance. But my wife and Savannah are besties.
Now they're homegirls. This happens a lot, dude.
It does happen. Now Savannah has moved on and has a new boyfriend.
Oh, I don't know about this dude. Who's this?
Savannah and her new boyfriend are moving to our city.
Oh!
And I don't know what to do because I've never met Savannah's new boyfriend.
So you got to go on a... Now you have to go on a double date with...
I've already been... It's solidified. With, I don't even have a choice.
Oh, my God. So with Ben's ex, your homie's ex... And her new man?
Yes.
Oh, dude.
And so I was like, all right, cool, but we can't take any pictures. You can't post anything on social media. And Dana was like,
what?
What are you talking about?
What, that's weird. Wait, you're going man. You can post whatever you want, DJ
but
Automatic.
I feel like I'll be hurting my friend Ben's feelings. Because I don't know if he still even has feelings for her, but it was a long time. And I feel like what do you think I should do?
That's
man?
Whack, dog. There's no
you think
way
it's whack
it.
On my hey, part? Boy, but you when you got your wife setting up dates for you, what are you supposed to do?
That's what you have to explain to your homie, Ben.
I got put on a play date with
your
nemesis.
Sorry, bro. I don't want to be there either, all right? What's the saying? Happy wife, happy life?
Yes.
Live with that one, my friend, because your homie is going to be mad, dude. I'll be so sad. I'll be like, he's hanging out with my
is
exes.
That friend?
With the ops, dude.
What
that's
am
a
I
definition
to do?
Of
what?
Hanging with the ops, bro. Man, but you got to roll with it. Happy wife, happy life, brother. This is the thing you chose. Do you agree with what I'm telling DJ Automatic? He has to be upfront with his homie and say, this is not my choice. I don't want to be friends with him. Now, if you kick it with this new homie and you end up liking
what
him.
What if I like him? What
that's a problem
cool
we will handle when we go there. An unwanted bromance is still a bromance that you don't pass away, all right? Let us know. What should we tell DJ Automatic? Is this sound advice that I'm giving him? Or am I pushing him over the edge? I believe happy wife, happy
I'm
life.
I'm so stressed about this.
DJ Automatic. Across all social media platforms at Anthony A. Comedy. Get a hold of us at Dana Cortez Show.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.